Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Have you ever considered retaining a medical claims advocate to assist you with complex medical bill issues? Well, if not, I can promise you that after this show, you'll understand that walking through a maze or minefield of hospital paperwork and invoices, especially in the midst of a terrifying health crisis, is not the place you want to walk alone. Our next guest has the answers you may be seeking. She is Becky Stevenson, RN, registered nurse, who is the president and CEO of VersaClaim, a healthcare consulting firm. Becky, welcome to Body Language.
Hi, Chris. Thank you. Good to be here.
This is a special edition of the show, Becky, called Life, Love, and Wealth.
Okay.
And there is a relationship between health and wealth, certainly, in the United States, considering that healthcare is $2.8 trillion business?
Right.
And people find themselves in trouble. And the place we don't want people to be is to sit down and open that large, big, fat invoice document from the hospital, then try to read and understand it. And people may have asked themselves, what bizarre language do they write this in? And then there are the codes and abbreviations, acronyms, and finally, there's the bottom line, a number that may make you feel sick or sicker. It's not a good place to be, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Tell me, what is a medical claims advocate?
A medical claims advocate is someone who works directly for the consumer to help resolve these very complex medical bill issues. And most of the time, when you hire an advocate, it's because there is some type of medical crisis, either with family member, spouse, or a parent, and there is a very large amount of medical paperwork and bills.
Bottom line, what is the best time to retain a medical claims advocate?
Well, if you ask me, the best time, that's before you get sick or before you have a procedure. My clients who are ongoing, I tell them, if you know you're going into surgery, please call me and let me plan with you and look at your insurance, look at your the hospital you're going to, your surgeon, perhaps anesthesia possibilities, and let's make sure that everybody's in network and you don't have any financial missteps that you're going to regret later. Unfortunately, not everybody does that.
Who is your typical client, Becky?
My typical client is sort of someone like me, a middle-aged working professional who, like I said, has had some type of medical crisis. And they feel overwhelmed with either taking care of a loved one or they're ill themselves, and they have a pile, and they don't know what's in the pile.
Well, that's very interesting because very often people are the designated caregiver for perhaps a special needs child, a parent or a surviving parent who may have dementia, for example. I mean, here's a typical scenario I can imagine happening. Walk in the door and there's mom sitting there with a very, very large pile of invoices, and right on top there's a collection notice and she hasn't opened the bills. What's going on there?
Sadly, the collection notice is sometimes the trigger. And whether it's mom's collection notice or, you know, the working person's collection notice, it's still kind of a slap in the face reality of, uh-oh, I've let this go too long. And again, with that collection notice, it's probably a couple months worth of paperwork that may have even gone unopened. So that is sometimes what spurs that phone call from that person to seek help.
In fact, speaking of that phone call, I know there are folks taking notes on this. Would you be so kind as to give the URL for your firm, VersaClaim?
Sure. It's www.versaclaim, that's V as in victory, ERSACLAIM.com.
That's VersaClaim.com. Let's talk about a typical scenario where folks contact you in advance. You mentioned one scenario about a husband who called that his wife had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Take it from there.
Well, you know, and I take this back to, I think this was just such a wise decision on this man's part. And he called me the week that his wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And she had not even had a surgery yet or a procedure yet to treat that cancer. But what he told me was, I know that we're in for a wild ride. And he said, I don't know how much longer my wife has on this earth, but I don't want to spend not 1 minute of it dealing with the insurance company or paying the bills or trying to figure this mess out.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Did he understand the extent of their coverage?
He didn't know, but he was smart enough to know that there was going to be a lot of encounters with the healthcare system.
He was smart enough to know what he didn't know.
He was such a visionary in that a month after they hired me and she started to get bills, actually the insurance company started denying surgeries and thought there might be a pre-existing condition. So consider he had a wife on chemo, just had surgery, and the insurance company was requesting 5 years of past medical records. So I was the one, and because I was involved from the very beginning, it was a much easier task to get me engaged.
Now, speaking of engagement, are you engaged, are you in communication with the insurance company prior to the first bills arriving?
No, not necessarily, because there may or may not be an issue with the insurance company.
But when there is some question, do you step into the middle of this negotiation, this transaction, and work with all the
yes.
players?
And that usually requires, before I can talk to anyone on behalf of the patient, I have to have a release. So if
of
you
course.
Hire an advocate, you have to expect that you give them permission in writing to talk to insurance company, hospital, physicians, and so forth.
Once that has been achieved, does the nature of the conversation change dramatically because they're working with you as an intermediary? I mean, do they understand they're speaking with someone who is a professional, who is well-trained, who speaks their language? Does that help facilitate the communication?
Yes, and I think that helps definitely facilitate the conversation.
And it also makes a statement, too. Woo, this is very serious. We've brought this up to the next level on behalf of the consumer, and we all need to work together towards resolution. Does that change in attitude help facilitate a positive outcome or resolution?
I believe so, but also I think that a trained and a professional advocate is not going to go on the attack. Sometimes if you're handling the situation yourself, you get very emotional about it.
You're emotionally engaged, of course, especially if someone
right,
is dying.
Or very sick. And my job is to remain calm, give them the facts, speak the language, and, you know, just facilitate what needs to happen to get to the end result.
Well, let's go back to this scenario of the husband who contacted you regarding his wife who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, which can be very, very serious, very often referred to as, occasionally referred to as end stage. What was the resolution?
Well, sadly, his wife did pass. But I will say I had a 2-year relationship with that couple, and I think, you know, I would hope to think that I made those last 2 years easier for them.
And financially?
And financially, I can honestly say they didn't have any missteps. Everything went as planned once we got over the initial bump of, oh man, the insurance is denying this coverage. You just have to give the insurance company what they asked for, which was proof from her medical records that there was no pre-existing condition.
And you did that to their satisfaction.
She would have had all of her cancer coverage denied.
Our guest has been Becky Stevenson, who is the president and CEO of VersaClaim. She is a medical claims advocate. What is your URL so our listeners can learn more about your services?
Sure. My personal business and website is VersaClaim, Inc., and I volunteer as co-president of the Alliance of Claims Assistance Professionals. If you're looking for a seasoned advocate, I can promise you that the members of this group are extremely qualified to handle any type of medical paperwork issues.